Okay, wow. Excitement is about to go down, if you're ready for that. We are in just a matter of seconds going to get into sports trivia. Liv versus producer Porkchop. After that, we are going to get into the garbage. A whole heck of a lot of stuff still going down this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm just waiting for Porkchop. I think he's doing research. He says he's getting the winner's information.
Yeah, he's actually Googling the answers.
He is. He's like, what's the latest sports stats? I don't want to lose. Now, if you're just joining us here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl knows a heck of a lot about sports. How did you become such a sports expert?
I would never call myself a sports expert compared to
humble.
Compared to people on the show, which is not saying a lot, I know about sports.
Okay, whoa, you don't have to throw barbs.
But I just like sports. I like the adrenaline, the excitement that goes along with it. I like the competition that goes along with it.
Yes.
Also, there's a ton of drama in sports. So girls out there who are like, ew, sports are gross, I hate it. If you fall along to the drama, it's basically like an episode of like Real Housewives.
That's a good point.
Okay, well, let's see here. Hey, Porkchop!
Yeah.
Come on, quit delaying this. He's acting like he's on the phone, like, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's like Googling stuff.
All right, let's go.
Are you ready? I just set everybody up. It's about to go down.
Good, let's
do Live
it.
The Web Girl versus Producer Porkchop, the ultimate sports off,
say,
the end all be all sports.
I also think that we should mention, like, this means way more to Porkchop than it does to me. Porkchop is the one that always argues, like, no, I know more.
Well, I'm actually,
I know more.
I'm actually sure I'm going to lose.
Oh my
goodness. So?
You can't start out like that.
Yes, I know so because yesterday Joe was making the questions. He's like, I'm just going to make any questions, right? And Liv was like, yep, go ahead. Just make sure, you know, they got to be about college basketball, college this, college that.
I asked for everybody's. Hold on. I'll let you go, Liv. I asked for all of you to say, hey, I want to make sure that everybody feels like I represented them. Anything else am I missing here?
And then she said NBA, so like all her top favorite stuff. I didn't even respond.
And I said NHL.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Do you
thing.
Want us to include rugby, bowling?
It's okay.
Curling.
Did you guys put curling in there?
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
I really want to represent my friends in Canada.
Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go.
Is there bobsledding in there?
What about chess?
Because there was this Jamaican bobsled team that one time.
Buzz in with your name.
And nobody thought they had a chance.
Oh, is that how we're doing it, Joe? What are the rules?
It's very simple. Alex, if you could keep track of score, if not, Porkchop. Okay. I got Porkchop, but he might cheat, so you might want to do it.
Right.
Yes, I got 10 questions, which I know it could end in a tie. So beat if that's how it is. All you do is you buzz in with your name, okay?
Liv has to keep score, too.
Okay.
Of course.
You know you're going to cheat.
No, of course
you
I'm not.
You two are so competitive. Listen, come on. People want to hear you.
I'm kidding.
People are listening right now. They want to know who's the sports expert on the show.
All right. Let's ask the first question. We buzz in with our name.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Wow, this is keeping Liv so entertained. She's yawning. Thanks. Show's almost halfway over. Okay. An example of a question right here.
Okay.
Could be, but this does not count. What major league player just signed the biggest contract in MLB history?
Liv.
He's on a
Mike
red
Trout.
Team. Phillies.
Mike Trout.
Mike
the
Trout.
One that signed
you asked
it.
His name?
Yes. If you're not, are your ears working this morning?
Maybe, I don't know. But he's on the Phillies, right?
That's not what I asked.
Is it? No, you know what? He didn't sign to the Phillies because you know who did? Bryant. Chris Bryant did.
Okay.
And he's the hot one.
All right. So now, as
Mike
you can
Trout's
tell,
different.
We're warmed up. Are we ready to go?
Let's go.
Yes.
Here we go. The NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, also known as March Madness, is made up of how many teams?
Liv!
I heard Chop first.
Okay.
64.
That, I'm going to have to say, is wrong.
What?
Oh, I'll say 68.
That is really close to 69, and that's correct.
Yeah, because there's four games before the first
gosh,
round.
We're counting those?
Yeah, they do
that's
count.
How they do it every year, Chop, yeah.
Whatever. That's fine. Go
okay,
ahead.
The score.
They make it into the bracket, and the bracket, whatever.
Well, they right. say, but they're hey, still a part hey, of Selection okay, Sunday.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, we got that written
so,
down.
Yeah, 1 point for Liv.
Who has more wins this year? The Houston Rockets or the Indiana Pacers?
Liv.
Liv.
I really don't know.
The Houston Rockets.
That is correct. Way to go, Liv.
They're third in the Western Conference.
Boom. Yep. Wow, 2-0 lead. This is kind of not good. Here we go. Next question. A sports off. Liv versus producer Porkchop. The New England Patriots tight end.
Chops.
Go ahead.
Rob Gronkowski.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't even know what you were going to ask.
He just retired last night.
I know.
I cried. Football will never be the same.
I'm very upset.
He has to go into acting like The Rock or something.
Oh, because he's such a great actor like The Rock.
He's funny.
And John Cena, he's hilarious. He could play the same character in every movie, and people would still love it.
Fun fact, both those guys commented on his Instagram post about it.
All right, well, here's what, and here, speaking of his Instagram post, he announced that he's retiring on Instagram. He just said, quote, "It's time to move forward. Cheers to all who have been part of this journey. Cheers to the past for the incredible memories, and a huge cheers to the uncertain of what is next."
Over 1 million likes. Bet you Liv didn't know that.
I mean, I don't follow him on Instagram, I don't think.
Actually, less jabs, more correct answers here.
I'm sorry, I was watching the NCAA tournament yesterday. I was on Instagram.
2-1. Here we go. Next question. The Houston Astros and pitcher Justin Verlander have agreed to a two-year contract extension worth $66 million. Liver pork chop, who is Justin married to?
I have no idea.
I should know this because I lived in Michigan for 3 years and he came from Detroit. Eva Longoria, chops.
Eva Longoria,
yeah.
Even if I would have taken that butchered pronunciation of the name, that would still be incorrect.
Oh, really?
Liv, you have 3 seconds for a guess. She's very chesty.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh,
no way.
No, yes,
Three,
I do. Oh, she did
two,
the Dougie. That's how she
one,
became famous. Kate Upton.
Too late. That would have been correct.
Oh!
All right, here we
go. I knew it was Kate Upton. She's hot.
Okay, listen. Okay. According to the AP Top 25, what team was ranked number one?
Liv.
Who?
Number one in what division?
Wait, number one in what sport?
Well, you buzzed in.
Duke.
That is correct. In the NCAA men's division. They were number one heading into the tourney. All right, let's get some sports going. Keep it going. What's the score, by the way?
3-1. 3-1.
Wow, poor chap. I think if you don't get one of these next ones right, you could be out, and Liv the Web Girl would be our sports trivia champion on the Joe and Alex show.
Uh-oh.
According to this, Alex Ovechkin leads the NHL with 48 goals this season. What team does he play for?
Liv, Capitals.
That is correct. The Washington Capitals.
I knew that. Just didn't get my name in quick enough.
All right. What's the score again?
4-1.
4-1. 1-2.
Like, that was so easy.
Okay, you got to get one of these next ones right, chops, or you're out.
Yeah, I know.
The Oakland Raiders are in the process of...
Liv, they're going to Las Vegas.
Wow. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Liv the Web Girl just won the game.
Wow. So now, from now on, Porkchop can't get mad that we say that Liv is our sports expert.
This is only our second sport off. I won one, she won the other. This one, so...
So now there has to be a third sport off?
Oh, my gosh. I'm exhausted. He can be the sports expert. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm exhausted.
Hey, let us know. Why don't we set up a poll on Twitter, and we can put it up on Instagram, too. Who's the sports expert on the show? We'll have a side-by-side, whether it's Liv the Web Girl or producer Porkchop.
Give us your most sportiest photo of each of you.
Yes, please. Dig through the archives.
Oh, you know what? I might have one in my track uniform.
I've got one of me in my baseball uniform.
Perfect. I know. I can see Alex in a Gronk jersey. She's like, I'm so sporty.
Yeah.
I think the main thing we can take away from this is R.I.P. Gronk. The NFL's not
going
to be the same.
God.
Well, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's retiring. Well,
R.I.P. to his career.
Yes.
There you go.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.